You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coach Talk. I am your host, Coach E, and you have just entered into the premier destination for business and finance tips. Look, I am always excited to be able to come into your airways and to share with you some knowledge, right? To actually build on some things that you might have been thinking or even taking you into places that in your thinking that you never thought about, you know, especially when you're building a business and you don't have a pattern or you don't have examples that you can pull from people that you personally know that you can pull from in order to do it. So that's why I come into the play, because my goal is to help you to be able to overcome that daunting first 5 years. Now, before we get into today's episode, I want to kind of go over a few things with you all, because we got a lot of stuff going on. The first thing is, please make sure that you're following and liking my page, and that is Coach Talk with Coach E, and that you can find that on Facebook as well as Instagram. Again, follow and like my page, Coach Talk with Coach E, on Facebook and Instagram so that you can get some tips, daily, weekly tips. You can also know the different events that are happening, any contests that are happening. I want you to stay in the know. You do not have to be in business by yourself, even though you're building what the vision is right now, and you may not have a bunch of people with you. You at least have Coach E. That's me. And my team that you can tap into and be able to grow further. The next thing is that I want to announce that September the 27th through September the 29th, I am going to be in Pennsylvania at the Built to Last Summit. You heard it. The Built to Last Summit there in Pennsylvania. So you don't want to miss that. If you want to get more information, go to builttolastsummit.com. Again, that's builttolastsummit.com. And it'll go over everything that's going to be happening out there. It is a summit for women in construction, development, and real estate investing. If you want to build a legacy and generational wealth, you want to come on out to the Courtyard at Marriott and the 27th through the 29th. A really dear friend of mine, Miss Terry Brown, is hosting this event, and you don't want to miss out on the information that will be loaded. You can get your tickets online. This is a paid event, but how many of you all know that you got to invest in yourself? That has been my thing. If you talk to me, I'm going to tell you that building a business is not just about building your business. To build your business, you must build you. You got to build your knowledge. You have to build your resilience. You have to build relationships. Look, I'm telling you, if you're not doing those things, then you are failing already. Do you hear me? If you're not building those things, you are failing already. What is a small, do you hear me? It's considered a small investment into yourself to be able to turn around a massive amount of wealth, not just in money, but in valuable relationships, valuable knowledge, developing wisdom. Look, I tell everyone that I coach, you got to invest in yourself. Sometimes we spend so much time investing in, okay, I need to do this marketing and I need to do that. I need to get out there and do this and that and the other. And the last person we think about is self. We got to do it. And I just kind of went on to my tangent that had, you know, that's just besides the point. But Built to Last Summit, you want to definitely check out. There are some powerhouse speakers that'll be there. There are some people that have made millions of dollars working for themselves. You don't want to miss out. All right. That's September the 27th through the 29th. Go to the website builttolastsummit.com for more information. Next, I want to remind you that this Saturday, everyone, your entries for the contest, the networking contest is due. You want to send all entries to coachtalksshows@gmail.com. Okay, let me say it again. You want to send all entries to coachtalksshow@gmail.com. You don't want to miss out on an opportunity of being in a private forum with myself and business matchmaker Janika Lynch, straight out of Baltimore, to be able to grow your business. Look, we didn't talk about Janika's, some of her successes, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about it today. Okay. So if you missed the episode of Coach Talk, when Janika was on, we talked about networking. We talked about networking and how networking is really essential. It really is essential for building your business. Well, let me tell you, Miss Janika Lynch is great at what she does. She is great at what she does. If you go online to Facebook, you can look up one of her networking groups that she created. It's Opulent Lady, okay? Opulent Lady Virtual Connection. She built that. She has over 3,000 people in her group. Janika does this. This is what she does. Getting a free opportunity to have her and myself to be able to give you an opportunity of asking questions and to learn how to do it for yourself. It is priceless. People pay thousands of dollars. Coach E is bringing it to you for free if you're one of the chosen ones. So please send your submissions. You have until August the 10th. Some of you might be saying, Coach E, I missed that episode. I don't know what happened. Well, go to the website, harpsoundradio.com, and look at the, if you scroll down, we have a section where we call it Spotlight. On there is the networking contest announcement with all of the instructions of how to submit. Make sure you get your submission in. You don't want to miss an opportunity to be able to be taught by those that are doing exactly what you're trying to accomplish. Okay, now that we done got all of the housekeeping away, I done got off my soapbox. We can go ahead and talk about today's episode, everyone. Look, I am a serial entrepreneur. I create businesses. I enjoy creating businesses. I enjoy it. Some of you may say, that's not the part I like. And that's fine. But I enjoy it. I love it. And in the course of me coming into an understanding that I am a serial entrepreneur, I had to also come into acceptance of some things. And remember, I said that we have to work on ourselves. And so one of the things that I want to talk about today is that when you're building a business,
it's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.
I want you to prepare yourself to be in it for the long haul. I want you to hear that. When you're building your business, I want you to be prepared to do it for the long haul. What am I talking about? I know some of you may be asking that. So let's go ahead and break this down real quick. So, we are in this society now where we can see a lot of stuff through the internet. You know, we Google, we go on all kinds of social sites, and it appears that everyone is making thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. Everybody is winning at their business, right? And so what happens is sometimes we develop a mindset. We begin to put restraints on ourselves and put unrealistic expectations on ourselves as if we are failing because we're not seeing immediate results. I want to talk to you today because I don't want you walking away from something because you're having to hang in there for the long haul. Everyone experiences success in their business at different times. On a previous show, I stated, you must define what is success. You have to define what is success. Success to me may look very different than success to you. But if we're basing success simply on a dollar sign, then you have allowed yourself to be put in a box and put into a place of heavy expectations that you may not meet. Not every business is going to be a multiple million-dollar business. It's just not what it is. There are some small businesses out here that do very, very well and never made over $5 million. There's some businesses that are doing really, really well. But you have to decide what is success. I love when my business colleague, Tiffany Joy Green, came on. She's my branding girl. She's who I go to for branding. And she shared about, what are you purposed? What is the purpose? Your success should be really, what is the purpose of your business? Are you meeting that goal, right? Now, don't get me wrong. We understand that everybody is in business to make money. Yes, we are. We are. And we have families and mouths to feed. But what happens when you are sitting here comparing yourself to the next person? Because to you, success was only defined by a dollar sign. And so because you're starting out and you didn't have that level of success in your first few months, you feel like you are failing at business. You're not failing. But what I encourage you to do is to go back and identify what is success to you. What is it? What is your why? And what is success? What is the purpose for you doing all of what you're doing? Because see, when the money is not flowing, we still have to be motivated. I'm gonna let you in to a personal place with Coach E. Just like you guys, I have to fight limited beliefs as well, okay? And I had an experience where I had a great, the first month it was good, the second month it was great, the third month it was like, oh my gosh. Okay. And I immediately was ready to put, I'm talking about an immature time as a business owner. I was ready to throw in the towel. Because I felt like I was not successful. Because I'm looking at other companies that had bigger numbers. And I nearly aborted the thing that I believed that I was purposed in doing. Why am I speaking about this? Because even when you're not getting the level of success that you feel like you should be having, you are still required to build. This thing is about long haul. Remember, your business is an investment. It's an investment. Investments are meant to grow over time. It's meant to grow over time. So you have to be in it for the long haul. You don't buy stock today to cash it in tomorrow. You don't go get a mutual fund today to turn around and cash it in tomorrow. Even if you're a real estate investor and you're going to buy property, fix it up, and flip it, even FHA has stipulations that you have to wait before you can sell. So in any type of investment, there's time. There's time. That's what I want you to understand. There's required time. So if you are not seeing the same, if you're not seeing immediate growth, it does not mean that you're failing. What I do suggest is that you spend just as much time as building you up as an entrepreneur and small business owner as you are building your business. Why do you say that? Why do I say that, right? I say that because in order for your business to grow, you have to grow. You hear me say that often. But if your mindset is still limited, if your beliefs, if your behaviors, if all of that is still limited, if you have no clue about your industry, about trends, about forecasting, about prevention, right? All of these things, prevention is important because that keeps you resilient. Remember, you do a SWOT analysis, and two things you have to identify is your weaknesses. Of course, you're going to identify your strengths, but then you got to identify your weaknesses. So how do you handle your weaknesses in the marketplace? Then you have to identify your threats. Threats are things that are external, things that you don't necessarily, you don't know they're going to happen, but they could happen. A big threat that we all dealt with not too long ago was the pandemic. And a lot of businesses collapsed during this time, because nothing had ever been seen like this before. And no one was prepared for what havoc it wreaked in everyone's lives. And so because of that, the threat was not prepared for. There was nothing in place that a lot of businesses were not able to sustain. I want to tell you this story just so that you can get an understanding of where I'm going with this. When I first started my coaching business, I looked at everybody else's and I wanted to be like everybody else, y'all. I'm not going to even tell you a story. I wanted to be like everybody else. I was going online looking at how everybody else was doing it. I was like, I got it. But in my private time of prayer, I heard, Erica, you need to do your businesses online, make it virtual. Like, oh my God, why am I going to make something virtual? Oh, why? So fast forwarding, I was already learning how to have meetings on Zoom. I was already implementing, doing classes and different things like that online. Was even learning how to sell online via Zoom. And then the pandemic happened. I was like, OMG. It was hard for me to get people to buy into something virtual. But when the pandemic hit, everybody was good with it. What am I saying? When you can take time.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In your developing of your business, you develop yourself, right? You're developing knowledge, you're learning trends. You may not necessarily know what's coming down the pike, but you know how to put certain things in place that when something does happen, that you're on the right side of it, right? And that's what we have to learn as business owners so that we can be more resilient. So what today's show is about, because I'm not going to keep you long at all today, but what today's show is about is that take your time in building your business. You're not in a race. Now, you don't want to be slowful at doing it. Hear me. You don't want to be slowful. But you don't want to feel like you have to be so super fast that you're not able to get the real growth. You're not able to scale the way you need to scale in order to sustain and be around for years to come. Here's the other thing. when you take your time to build your business, and again, I'm not saying be extremely slow or anything like that, but what I am saying is that you don't have to look at what the left and the right is doing in terms of their pace, right? You look at what you are doing. You look at what you're doing and how you're building. They get success in the first month, praise God, hallelujah. If they get success in the next 3 months, praise God, hallelujah. If it takes you 12 months, if it takes you 12 months, do you hear me? You, it's nothing wrong with it. You, once you hit that stride, you keep going. That's the thing. You, once you hit it, you keep going. You don't stop. You keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Here's the thing. In order to keep going like that, you have to know your industry. You have to be on the cutting edge at all times, right? And so if you have a slower startup, meaning if it takes a little bit more time for your business to take off, you use that to your benefit. Look for the trends. Build your knowledge. Learn what financial statements are. Learn what kind of reporting. Learn the different tax cuts. Put together all of your training. Learn step by step. Okay, this is the first step to do this. So that when you go to train someone, they're learning exactly what to do. And it's not something just pushed together and we're all just going to jump in the water and we're going to see if it works. No, you want, you are in business. You are leading. People want to know that they can trust you for where you're going when they come to work with you. And that is something we all should be preparing ourselves for, is employees, not to keep your business just around you. That is just not a healthy place to be. Because if you stop, if you're unable to work, how does the business flow? How does it move forward? It can't move forward. It can't, because you're not in position for it to move forward. So if you're seeing this, the business that you're building is for generations and all of this and all of that, then you have to be prepared. Where are your budgets? How much is it going to cost you? Where's your projections? How much is it going to cost you to run your business? How long will it cost you? Will it take you to break even? How many products do you have to sell? How many clients do you need to onboard? Although these are things we should be doing prior to business, for some, you don't start thinking about this until you're in business. See, if we get us a better foundation started when we launch, a lot of things are better for us in the running, okay? Yes, we talk about business plans all the time. The business plan is important. How are you planning to run your business? That's essentially what the business plan is for. How are you planning to run your business? Is it a need in the marketplace for what you got? What are your goals? How do you plan to meet them? That's why a business plan is important. I had someone tell me, oh, no, I don't write anything down. I keep it in my head. Well, then you don't have a plan. Because if everything is in your head and nothing on the piece of paper, then you have no plan. Because if life begins to hit you, sometimes you're not going to remember what's in your head. You gotta be able to sit down and read it and have a reminder of what it is that you said that you're going to do. I need you to be prepared for the long haul. Be prepared for the long haul. For some of you, your businesses may not break even for a couple of years. How are you going to sustain you, your business and yourself until you're able to break even, until you're able to get that momentum and create the profit? These are the things you have to consider. How much money you were able to dump into the business before you got started. These are the things you must consider. Those companies that started and doing what you're doing, that you're comparing yourself to, they may have had money to dump into their company. Or they may have had a lot of people give sweat equity. You don't know the backdrop of what got them to where they are. All you know is the backdrop of what got you where you are. And so our thing we must do is change our mindset and understand that we have to be in this for the long haul. And as we're in it for the long haul, as we're buckling down and we're developing new beliefs and new habits, we have to understand that we will be successful if we are building ourselves while building our business. We gotta build ourselves while we're building our business. Every certification you can get that is applicable to your industry, go for it. Education is power, y'all. Learning from people that are doing or that have done what you've done or that what you're doing, and they've had success, and they're able to share that with you, man, it's powerful. Get the certificate. You know, one of the things I would tell people all the time is, you know, I knew about that and I knew about that, but it didn't all click. It didn't all connect the dots until I took the class. And then all of a sudden it made sense to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what education does for you. Because some things you may see and you may be told that this is what you do and this is how you do it, but something may not click. But when you take a class or you sit at the feet of a mentor or at the feet of a coach and they connect the dots for you, then it's like the illuminated bulb goes off. And now you got momentum, not just inside of yourself, but now your business, because your approach to your business has changed. That's why it's important to build yourself as well, y'all. You got to do it. Don't compare your success. Do not compare your growth. Do not compare your scaling to anybody else. Your time is your time. It's your time. We talked on the show before about racing to be number one. You don't have to be number one with everything. Don't have to be number one. Being number one has a price. It has a price. Being number one can be costly. So before you rush into being number one, sometimes being number two is okay because you can learn from what number one did. Whether they succeeded or failed, you now have something that you can look at, a blueprint that you can look at. So always being first to get to the marketplace ain't always the best thing. I need you to understand that you have to be in this for the long haul. You are building a business, which is an investment. And it's not going to always yield initially. There are going to be times when the business is going to be doing really great and times the business is going to be doing, oh gosh, what in the world? But again, if you're building yourself while building the business, if you're learning different marketing techniques, if you're going to industry events, these things will help you to persevere. Most businesses fail because of poor management and lack of revenue, lack of resources, lack of capital. But there are businesses where the owner may have had only $1. The owner may have only had a few hundred dollars, maybe only $1,000. They grew their business and their business is standing still 20, 30, 40 years later. So it's not necessarily what you have in your pocket that matters. It's the thinker that you have. So your route may be a little bit different than the person or the company that you're comparing yourself to. That's why I said it's important not to compare yourself. Be prepared for the journey. Be prepared for the journey. And enjoy it, y'all. Enjoy the journey. Enjoy it. Be prepared for the long haul. Be prepared for the long haul. It's joy even in the long haul. For some of you, you're like ready, like, Coachy, I was ready like yesterday to leave my job, and you're telling me to prepare for the long haul. Yeah, prepare for the long haul. You might have to be at that job for a little bit longer. You may have to deal with them nasty folk for a little bit longer, but it's okay. You know why it's okay? Because you have something to look forward to. If you take your time and build your business the right way, and build yourself at the same time, it will all be worth it at the end. Prepare yourself for the long haul. Look, thank you for joining Coach Talk this week. I told you I wasn't going to keep you all long. We talked about today preparing for the long haul. You just have to. No comparison. Do not compare yourself to anybody else. Your success, identify what that is. Make sure you're laying your foundation. Know what your budget is to run your company. Know your break even. Know what it costs in order to bring your product or your service to the marketplace. And prepare to not just grow in revenue, but grow in resource. That means human capital. You want to have employees. You want to have contractors. You want them. You want to have great systems in place, trainings in place. Take your time. As my spiritual father would say, take your time, but hurry up. He would say that all the time. Take your time, but hurry up. So I'm sharing that with you. Take your time. But hurry up. And be committed to the journey. I can't tell you how many times I've started something and things started out real great and then it started fizzling. And when it started fizzling, I started fizzling too. Coach is letting you know that is not the approach to take. Normally when things are fizzling away, it's because there's some things that you need to put attention to. If you're in sales and you're like, look, last month I had a really great month. This month it sucks. I don't know what is going on. What in God's green earth is happening? Take a step back and look at what you did different last month in comparison to this month. Look and see, did you slow down towards the end of last month because you exceeded your goals, which means you didn't have the same momentum coming into this month? Did you do less calls this month in comparison to last month? Did last month become a great month because there was rollover from the previous month? There's always something there. You just have to take time to identify it. And when you identify it and you make corrections to it, you're now preparing yourself for the long haul. You understand that the race is not given to the swift. You want to be around past 5, past 10 years. You want your business to thrive. Stop looking for microwave results and stop comparing your success to other people's success. You don't have to prove anything to anybody. You know that you're called to do what you're doing, then do it, and do it with greatness. You hear me? With greatness. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Coach Talk. You make sure that you like and follow Coach Talk with Coach E on Facebook and Instagram. Again, that's Coach Talk with Coach E on Facebook and Instagram. Please make sure you like and follow the page so you'll know what events Coach E has coming up soon. You can get you some weekly and daily tips from me. Also, make sure you go to builttolastsummit.com. Again, that's builttolastsummit.com. You want to definitely check out the event that Miss Terry Brown is hosting September the 27th through the 29th there in Philadelphia, PA. You don't want to miss it. It is going to be phenomenal. Phenomenal. So definitely you don't want to miss it. Did also, everybody, don't forget that this week, Saturday, is the last day for your entries to be able to sit in a private forum with myself and business matchmaker Jonika Lynch. You heard me? She's straight out of Baltimore, Maryland. And let me tell you, she is a phenomenal networker. She built a whole network on Facebook with over 3,000 people inside of her group. And she has started a whole nother group and building. So I'm telling you, if networking is something that you're not perfected or you're nervous about or you just haven't done it, you definitely want to submit. Go to harpsoundradio.com, scroll down to the spotlight, and it will give you all the details that you need. Look, it is always a pleasure when I can come to and have a conversation with you guys about business, right? It is awesome. It is awesome. It is awesome. I just want you to pull this away. Make sure that you buckle in and be in the journey for the long haul. Building a business is exciting. It is exciting. It is exciting, but it also comes with its risk. Not only does it come with its risk, it comes with great reward. But if you're rushing things and if you're comparing yourself to other people and if you're taking shortcuts because you want to catch up with someone else and you don't process out your own individual journey, you miss all of the greatness that you could have unraveled in your life and in the lives of others. So please buckle down and prepare for the journey as you build your business. The race isn't given to the swift, so you don't have to be the first one to the finish line. You just got to make it there. And let others, if someone wants to go ahead of you, let them go. Because there's a price to pay to be first. There's a price to be paid. Look at what they failed at. Look at what they accomplished well. And you apply that to your business. I love you guys. Until next week, I'm Coach E.
This is Coach E on Coach Talk, a HME production.